An old farmer stopped me on the street one day. I stopped to listen to his conversation, and these are the words that he had to say. He said, "Boy, I don't mean you no harm, but would it be any chance for me getting you to go out on my farm?" I said, "Look here, Mr. Whitey, I want you to understand, I'm not no boy, I'm a full-grown man. Now talk to me just like I talk to you. What in the hell is out on your farm that you want me to do?" He said, "Well, I want you to chop, and I want you to plow, I want you to feed my mule, I want you to milk my cow." I told him to stop right there before he said any more. I told him in front I wasn't gonna go. I told him I wasn't gonna chop his cotton and wasn't gonna plow his corn. If I saw a mule run off the world, I'd tell him to go ahead on. I told his paddy and solemnly did swear, no more farm for me, too damn many ups out there. He pulls off his hat and begins to scratching his hair. Say, "What you mean by the farm? You say there's too many ups out there." I said, "Well, on a farm, early in the morning when you wake up, the next thing you do, you got to get up. There it is, it's a rush up. You got to get in the lot before sun up. When you get to the lot, you got to catch up. When you get to the field, you got to hook up. So the next thing you hollering is a come up. All day long, you're plying God's ground up. When you get in at night, you're all stiff and stoved up. Say, on Saturday, there's a man you got to look up. You're trying to get him to settle up. He telling you ain't paid for the groceries you got last week and you done already eat up. That may make you mad and you may frown up. Maybe start to getting him some of that big head up. And right there, them farmers is liable to bunch up. And right there is where you're liable to get fucked up."
How was that?